Tonight on the Worldview Report, Israel has apparently come to a deal with Hamas for a ceasefire and the return of 80 hostages. We'll see how that deal works out. And we have some details. A popular U.S. cereal brand has launched a promotion to encourage kids to go to its digital library containing brainwashing lessons on diversity, equity, and inclusion. More than 24 people were arrested on November 15th in a two-day human trafficking sting operation in Georgia. And one of those caught in the net was a well-placed Pentagon official. The federal agency has proposed a new rule that would prohibit foster families who do not support the LGBTQ ideology from caring for children who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or non-binary. And a Moderna trial of a new mRNA vaccine has been halted after a participant developed suspected myocarditis. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Well, it appears Israel has reached a deal with Hamas for a temporary ceasefire in return for the release of some of the hostages. That is being reported on multiple sites, including the Jerusalem Post. The deal is expected to go into effect Thursday Israel time, with 12 Israelis being freed every day. All the children and 13 moms are said to have been involved in the deal. Israel's right-wing parties oppose the deal, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he will go ahead and pass it with the votes of the left-wing parties. That's according to the reporting of Arutz Shiva. Arutz Shiva writes, quote, a political official presented this evening, Tuesday, the outline for the deal to release dozens of hostages from Hamas captivity and emphasizes that all the security forces, the Shin Bet and the Mossad, are in favor of the outline, and also the entire war cabinet is unified in favor of the proposal, end quote. As part of the deal, which the news outlet says is expected to go into effect on Thursday, November 23rd, Israel time, 12 Israeli hostages will be released every day during the 4 days of the agreed-upon truce. In the event that Hamas agrees to additional truces for each day of the truce, 10 additional hostages will be released. The deal would include the release of 40 children and 13 women in exchange for a 5-day ceasefire, so reports JNS. The halt in the fighting, well, it could be extended for additional days in exchange for 10 further releases per extra day, so says the source. Israel believes Hamas may prove able to locate and release up to 30 further Israeli women and children. The deal will reportedly also include the release of some 150 to 300 Palestinian terrorists jailed in Israel. The source says the Israeli side was able to gain significant concessions by not immediately caving to pressure from the Biden regime and the so-called international community. The source added that, quote, prisoners convicted of murder will not be included in the deal. Fuel will be brought into the Gaza Strip only on the days of the ceasefire. And there will be no movement of Gaza citizens from the south of the Gaza Strip to the north under the terms of the ceasefire, end quote. Fruit Loops, the sugary cereal owned by the W.K. Kellogg Company, is now encouraging kids to go online and read their free digital library of woke propaganda. Kellogg's boxes in Canada now include free access to a diversity, equity, and inclusion digital library with each purchase. The woke ebooks are part of the brand's partnership with the leftist Boys and Girls Club of Canada. The official Boys and Girls Club The BGC Canada website states, quote, "We are proud to announce our new corporate partnership with Kellogg Canada and their Kellogg's Fruit Loops cereal brand for 2023. Together, we are introducing the Kellogg's Fruit Loops ED&I Digital Library, a free online library of equity, diversity, and inclusion family-centric content, including books, podcasts, and more for parents and their children to explore together," end quote. The cereal boxes say at the top, quote, "Let's loop together. Celebrate the diversity that makes our world colorful," end quote. Quote, "Kellogg's wants to indoctrinate your children with breakfast cereal. Stop giving them your money," end quote. That's what libs of TikTok posted on X. The Daily Caller News Foundation reports that more than two dozen people were arrested on November 15th in a two-day human trafficking sting operation coordinated by the Coweta County, Georgia Sheriff's Office. Among those arrested was Stephen Francis Ovanik, a senior Pentagon administrator overseeing, wait for it, school systems in America. Ovanik, age 64, was charged with suspicion of pandering. Eva Tedder, administrator for the Coweta County Sheriff's Department, told the Daily Caller that Ovanik works for the Department of Defense in Peachtree City, Georgia, is part of the Department of Defense Education Activity Program. The DODEA is embroiled in controversies related to advocating woke ideology and staff conduct issues, as you can see from this September 2022 post to Twitter, now called X. Congressman Matt Gaetz, in a March 23, 2023 tweet, also called the agency's conduct into question, stating, quote, "Taxpayers funded the salary of an anti-white diversity, equity, and inclusion chief at the Department of Defense Education Activity. She's still employed at the DOD. Yet, when white service members post about the Second Amendment or building the wall, they become the target," end quote. Well, now we find out that one of the DODEA staff members is an alleged pervert and alleged child predator. The Daily Caller reported that the two-day sting operation was designed to locate victims of human trafficking. According to the Newman Times Herald, six female victims were rescued during the operation. Ovanik was one of 25 arrested on charges including drug possession, pandering, prostitution, and pimping. That's according to a press release issued by the Sheriff's Department. The DODEA, well, they have not responded to requests or a comment. In other news, the Defender, citing reports by independent journalist Alex Berenson, notes that investigators halted a Moderna trial over a new mRNA vaccine, or Epstein-Barr virus, EBV, after a participant developed suspected myocarditis, which involves inflammation of the heart. Moderna paused the Phase 1 Eclipse trial following, quote, an urgent communication, end quote, from the company overseeing the trial, stating that the adverse event, quote, necessitates an immediate suspension of all dosing for all adolescents, end quote. That's what Berenson reported. A person not employed by Moderna provided the communication to Berenson, who is a former New York Times reporter and the author of 13 books. The case, quote, will only add to the concerns around mRNA biotechnology and heart issues, particularly myocarditis, end quote. That's what Berenson wrote on his Substack. The Moderna and Pfizer mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, well, they have been linked to myocarditis, especially in young, healthy males. Moderna, they did not disclose the trial halt in any of their public findings. That's according to Berenson, who suggested financial motivations may be behind the lack of transparency after the company told investors this vaccine was one of several expected to generate billions of dollars. Moderna's stock price has dropped nearly 85% from its 2021 highs, but it still remains one of the most valuable biotech companies with a $30 billion market value. We'll be right back after this break.
I- I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98. Or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back. Glad you are with us. And let me remind you that we are brought to you by you. So thank you for your support at WVWFoundation.com. That is our largest sponsor, WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation exists to help us push out pre-programming as a ministry and public service of the foundation, helping people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview and know how God would have us to respond. And of course, that includes pushing out information that being censored and not reported by mainstream corporate media. So again, if you appreciate this broadcast, we really do need your support. So thank you for considering us in your end-of-the-year giving. It is vital that we do very well with our end-of-the-year giving because that helps us set our budgets and make our plans for 2024. So thank you for making a contribution now, if you can, at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. If you prefer to talk to a live human being, you can also call and or text 901-468-9357, and they'll get back to you just as quick as they can, 901-468-9357, or again, online, WVWFoundation.com. Don't forget about our December 2nd and 3rd Share-a-thon that's coming up December 2nd and 3rd. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. We'll have a lot of special programs. And Annie Cyrus, Leo Holman will both be in studio. We're going to take a lot of your calls as we celebrate the 30 years of Worldview Weekend that started in February of 1993. Out of that came this network, the broadcast network you've come to appreciate, WVW Broadcast Network, that brings you the channel WorldviewTube.com and Radio WorldviewRadio.com. So my wife and I have been running this organization for 30 years this past February, and we've held those Worldview Weekend, Biblical Worldview Weekend conferences in 300 locations around the country. And then in 2006, we launched the media division in order to reach people all over the world. And so we're going to celebrate what the Lord has allowed us to accomplish. There's nothing we can boast in. The Bible says, how can you boast in that which was a gift, that which has been providentially provided to you? So we're not spending 2 days boasting. We're spending 2 days being thankful and acknowledging the source of what the Lord has allowed us to accomplish. So we're going to include a lot of your phone calls and testimonies in that. How has this organization impacted you and your family and your worldview? We'll have a lot of special guests and presentations. You can watch it all December 2nd and 3rd, Saturday and Sunday at WorldviewTube.com. WorldviewTube.com. It is our end of the year share-a-thon. And by the way, if you want to make a contribution to help us get the number already going for what we need to reach by December 31st, you can go ahead and add your contribution to that tally number. So we'll start out on December 2nd with a very strong number if that's something you can do. WVWFoundation.com to make a contribution. Thank you. Analyst and financial writer John Rubino has posted a warning about being fooled into thinking the economy is improving because inflation and interest rates have fallen some. As reported by Greg Hunter's USAWatchdog.com, Rubino says, quote, if the U.S. government is running crisis-level deficits, which it is right now, borrowing money and paying interest on it means we are in a financial death spiral. The debt goes up, the interest on the debt goes up, and that raises the debt even further. And you just spiral out of control. We are there right now. The official U.S. debt is $33.5 trillion. It's growing by $1.7 trillion a year, and $1 trillion of that is interest cost. Those interest costs are rising as the overall debt goes up. Rubino writes, quote, "Then throw in this incredibly reckless military spending in the guise of foreign aid, and you get a society that has completely lost control. That's where we are now. We are in the blow-off stage of a 70-year credit super cycle. Those things do not end with a whimper, and they certainly do not end with a soft landing. They end with a bang, and the bang is going to be centered on the currency," end quote. He further explained that, quote, "People are going to look at this and say, do I really want to hold the currency or bonds of a country that is destroying its finances at this trajectory and this scale," end quote. Quote, "The answer will be no at that point. It is game over for a deeply indebted economy. We are headed that way fast, and these wars are taking us that way even faster," end quote. If the Fed keeps raising interest rates, well, the economy tanks, but supposedly you protect the dollar. If you cut interest rates, you spike inflation even more, and the U.S. dollar tanks. Rubino says, in the end, we get a, quote, "massive reset," end quote, and the everything bubble explodes. If you want a glimpse into what life will be like under one-party rule, just look at the state of New York. The Independent Sentinel reports that Governor Kathy Hochul, a partisan Democrat hack, has put up draconian process rules known as 2.13. That's regarding lockdowns, quarantine, forced vaccinations, and more. When it was declared unconstitutional, the partisan leftist hack attorney general, Letitia James, she appealed. And we found out this week that the New York State Supreme Court Appellate Division's 4th Judicial Department ruled in the quarantine lawsuit in favor of Governor Hochul and her Department of Health by throwing the lawsuit out. The court, they dismissed the lawsuit, claiming the plaintiff, wait for it, had no standing to sue. The plaintiffs included a citizens group and several state lawmakers, along with Congressman Mike Lawler. According to the court, the plaintiffs were not injured, so they lacked standing to bring a lawsuit. It is noted by the Independent Sentinel, quote, "How is it even possible that this Hochul rule does not injure legislators? Hochul's ruling is circumventing the legislature," end quote. And then the news outlet added, quote, "They will appeal and they need financial help. There is only one avenue left. Hochul codified the rule because New York is a one-party state and she can do anything she wants." Cato Institute just identified New York as the least free state. And it is, end quote. LifeSite News reports that an agency within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has proposed a new rule that would prohibit foster families who do not support the LGBTQ ideology from caring for children who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or non-binary. As if a child is capable of identifying with any of these sexual perversions without having been severely corrupted and brainwashed by an adult. But according to the Social Security Act, all federally funded foster care agencies must now provide, quote, "safe and proper care," end quote, for foster children. The United States Administration for Children and Families, or ACF, which is a division within HHS, proposed that foster families meet three specific criteria to ensure that LGBTQ-identifying children are in a, quote, "safe," end quote, and, quote, "nurturing," end quote, home. First requirement stipulates that a foster family must, quote, "establish an environment free of hostility, mistreatment, or abuse based on the child's LGBTQI plus status," end quote. Under the umbrella of so-called hostility or mistreatment and abuse, ACF includes, quote, "unreasonably limiting or denying a child's ability to express their sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression, end quote, as well as any attempt to change a child's, quote, sexual orientation, end quote. Well, this is purely evil. The proposal rejects the practice of so-called conversion therapy, which is a, well, series of therapy sessions aimed at better understanding and adhering to one's own biological sex. Conversion therapy is also what is used oftentimes to try to discredit Bible counselors, pastors, youth pastors, who are asked by families to open the Bible and try to help someone spiritually with what is truly also a spiritual condition. And now that is considered evil. Secondly, the foster families for LGBTQ identifying children, well, they must be trained, quote, be prepared with the appropriate knowledge and skills to provide for the needs of the child related to the child's self-identified sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression, end quote. The proposed rule points foster parents towards, quote, evidence, studies, and research about the impacts of rejection, discrimination, and stigma on the safety and well-being of LGBTQI plus youth, end quote. The proposal also directs them towards an LGBTQ foster training program provided by the National Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity and Expression Center, which is funded by the ACF Children's Bureau. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Gateway Pundit reported last March that four teenagers carjacked, dismembered a beloved Louisiana grandmother by dragging her to death. And now these three youths are getting a generous plea deal. The teenage girls, well, they initially faced second-degree murder in this brutal death that involved this 73-year-old lady named Linda Freaky. This was in March of 2022. These charges carried the possibility of life in prison with no parole. But the defense attorneys for the three girls struck a deal with the prosecutor last Monday, allowing them to plead guilty to a reduced charge of attempted manslaughter, which carries a 20-year sentence. The girls, well, they could be freed in 15 years for good behavior. The fourth perpetrator is an 18-year-old man. He still faces charges of second-degree murder and the potential of life in prison. Freaky's sister, she told WWL4 that she was relieved after hearing news of the plea deal, but also felt sadness for the girls. Quote, I felt relieved because that's what we've been after this whole time, for justice. What I do feel for them is sadness. They probably did not want to do what they did as to go as far as the murder, but they still were trying to steal a car. There's still a felony, end quote. The Gateway Pundit previously reported that Freaky was caught in her seatbelt after carjackers sped off with her SUV. Freaky screamed at the teenagers to let her go, but they ignored her. The grandmother's clothes and one of her arms was ripped off as they dragged her down the street. The poor woman, she was laying naked and bloodied in the streets before Good Samaritans covered her body with a sheet. They then called 911. Here's a local news report on the crime.
Monday afternoon, Austin Northcott knew something was wrong in his mid-city neighborhood.
I heard screaming, like you're about to die sort of scream, like one you don't hear. It's just not a normal scream.
Those screams were from a 73-year-old woman across the street who police say was carjacked and dragged to death by her own SUV. Witnesses say it happened when a vehicle pulled up next to her parked SUV on North Scott Street.
It's just heartbreaking to see that.
Witnesses say the woman was caught in her seatbelt and dragged as her SUV sped off on Bienville Avenue, just steps away from Mark and Leanne Mascar's front door.
I just started screaming and running because I just wanted to get this person from this car. And if I could do that, I could help this person.
Police say the woman's arm eventually detached from her body on North Pierce Street, freeing her from the SUV. Neighbors ran over to try and help.
She was still breathing. She was very slowly breathing.
I tried to call 911. Unfortunately, the phone rang for over 4 minutes and 45 seconds before I hung up from 911.
Todd Ecker says someone eventually got through. Mascar says it took 10 to 15 minutes for paramedics to get there.
She's still breathing, I could feel a pulse. And the anger was like, where the hell is the ambulance? You know, we were there and I kept hearing loads of police cars turn up but no ambulance.
When it did, paramedics pronounced the woman dead, leaving folks in this neighborhood horrified and police searching for four suspects.
They didn't just see the car, they murdered someone today.
Yeah, I mean, it's Monday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not, everybody's out getting lunch, not worried about, you know, whether or not they're gonna live or not.
It was one of the most grotesque, surreal, horrific things I've ever seen. Complete reckless disabandon, no regard for human life.
About 15 blocks away, on the corner of Dumaine and North Dupree, police found the SUV abandoned in the Bayou St. John neighborhood. Two crime scenes, adding to a growing list of deadly violence in New Orleans.
In the end, it's just the criminals that are ruining it for everyone who lives here.
There is something really wrong when you have to walk outside your house and...
It took almost 15 minutes for the ambulance to arrive, at which point paramedics pronounced the poor lady dead. Well, these girls, they were just as culpable as the man who is facing murder charges. Yet, the American justice system, once again, has failed us. And that's thanks to lazy, liberal, and or corrupt prosecutors. This is why we have a two-tier justice system. This, not the so-called gun culture, is why America's cities are collapsing into a state of chaos and drugs and violent crimes. Make no mistake, it could all be reversed within a few weeks if we shut down the border, rounded up all the illegal aliens, and deported them, and then implemented a truly just criminal system that punishes violent criminals, violent felons, in accordance with their deeds. Maybe what we need is more restitution and execution. More restitution and or execution, depending on the crime. Indeed, that's what Romans chapter 13 says. The government does not bear the sword in vain. If you do not want to fear the government, do what is right, and you'll have no fear. But if you are one that is involved in evil deeds, you should fear the government because they have the power to put you to death. That's what Romans 13 says is the function of government, to make criminals or would-be criminals afraid of the consequences. What are the consequences now? What it needs to be is a return of capital punishment, and immediately. And then you'd see crime drop. And we need to stop prosecuting people that defend themselves and defend others from these violent criminals. Criminals should know the American people are practicing their Second Amendment rights and will not stand for being victimized or watching their fellow man be victimized. If we put the emphasis back on liberty and freedom and rewarding the righteous and punishing the wicked, we may not find ourselves in this mess. Oh, and then, of course, secure the borders. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. If you appreciate this broadcast, we appreciate your support. WVWFoundation.com is, of course, one way you can do that. Another way is by going to mypillow.com/B66. Right now, up until Tuesday, November 28th, free shipping on your order. You might want to do that right now before time runs out, but you got to go to this website, mypillow.com/B66. That will get you the special, not only the specials of the great products being reduced in price for Christmas time, but the special of no shipping. mypillow.com/B66. mypillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. They make great Christmas gifts. And again, right now, no shipping, but that is for a limited time only. mypillow.com/B66. And then also, don't forget about going to twc.health/Brannon. Get your own emergency medical kit with vital meds. If there were to be a shutdown of our just-in-time inventory or the power grid go down or whatever, do you have antibiotics on hand? Do you have ivermectin on hand? Well, there are very essential meds here in this medical kit put together by my friends Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe. So you can order yours at twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon. Now be sure to check your email because you're going to get an email back that requires you to fill out some paperwork because this is a medical prescription given to you by a real doctor. So check your email when you place your order at twc.health/Brannon. And then WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. There you'll find emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies. And by the way, we have some really cool things there that make great gifts for Christmas for those who are into hunting and fishing and camping. Many of these items, they're not just for emergency preparedness. As I said, you can use them for hunting and camping and hiking and fishing and all that. So you might want to check it out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Thanks for watching. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.